this morning. Another one in your life and another one in my life. It's a time of celebration. And what amazes me, especially in Scripture, is the people's knowledge of Old Testament Scripture. Everybody that went and said this, the disciples said that. And it's a wonder they didn't say, and you'll find it in such a place, in such a book, and such, you know. The disciples were told to go and get a donkey. Well, they've now got it. And their cloaks are put on the back of the donkey. And all set. You know the story perhaps better than I do. But it is a story that teaches so much about the Lord just a week before the crucifixion. The joy and the happiness on that special day with Jesus Christ in full view. I mean, let's face it, he'd been in the background. He'd been telling people, don't tell anybody. Anybody that was healed, don't tell them I've done it. He was completely in the shadows. But on Palm Sunday, he was out for all the world to see that was in Jerusalem at that time. And the people are going mad. Also, Jerusalem filled with joyous singing. Strangers entering the city must have said to each other, hey, what's going on? It's Passover time. What's going on? We don't normally have this. Every Sunday we sit here and we quietly pray. We follow Scripture and listen to the message for the day. And now and again we sing hymns and songs. Normally all we can hear are cars going backwards and forwards on Roman Road. But here, in the city of Jerusalem, of course there were no cars, were there? But the thing is, it was like everybody had something to say. What would it be like if sitting here this Sunday, we hear a great crowd of people singing and waving branches coming down Roman Road? Well, I don't know about you, but I'd want to be out there finding out, who is it? What's the noise all about? We are quiet in here. Don't they know we are a church? And out there, folks are going mad. I'm sure we don't go and have a look to see where the noise was coming from. It was Passover time. But this year it was different. So what can we take from Scripture to teach us a little more about Palm Sunday? When our Saviour came as a King of Peace, cheering the crowds and upsetting the Pharisees. Didn't take much to upset that lot, did it? And we've still got Pharisees trying to stop this and stop that. But brothers and sisters, there's only one thing that we believe and that we adhere to, and that's the Word of God. And if it's in here, then it's true. You and I know that to live a life of Christ in me and in you, we follow the rules. There'll be more about that right at the end. So what do you and I want to learn this morning? about this possibly lovely bit of scripture. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John all write in their own way about this tremendous moment in the Lord's life. This is a moment when Jesus rides into Jerusalem as King, as Lord and Saviour. What about Matthew? Writing in for, of course, the Jewish folks. And it reminds us all of taking time daily to read scripture. It is important. If it's only 10 minutes, then that 10 minutes is well spent. Just being with the Lord quietly and reading his word. In Christ's time, from a very early age and through their life, the boys and the adult men were taught the scriptures of the Old Testament. Christ had given two of the disciples instructions to go and collect this donkey and her colt in Matthew. And these two men are not named. And when I read that, I can't get out of anything then. It really should have said either Peter and John went for this donkey. Because if it doesn't and just says two, well, it says here two men. But it could have been me and it could have been you. And Jesus wants us to do something for him. And we'll never know unless we read scriptures. So they're given these instructions to collect this donkey. They're not named, the two men, so like I've said, it could have been you, it could have been me. Why did this happen? And the Bible tells us clearly to fulfill prophecy. Now you've got to know the Old Testament to know about prophecy. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Zechariah in chapter 9 and verse 9. This triumphant entry predicted 500 years before it happened. This prophecy was fulfilled when our Lord Jesus came to earth. We need to take note of the next prophecy, which we think and pray for every time you and I take communion. What's she talking about? It's about Christ's second coming. Just as certain to come as when he came as a little baby over 2,000 years ago. I will read these words this morning. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Praise God for that. So the stage is set. The Lord has the donkey and foal, and in Mark's gospel is nearly the same as Matthew's, except for four words, which make a very big difference. As I looked and studied Mark's account, what if we, hearing noises outside our home, tonight when it's just gone dark, and you look out of your window, and you see two guys, now if you've got a car, they're after it, especially if it's a new one, so mine's all right. It's about 15 years old. But just think, what would we do? Or if you have a beautiful garden. I know my friend next door a few years ago now, she put these like conifers in pots outside the back, not the back door, the back door of this, I don't know what it is, like a conservatory. And she'd put these pots there, and the next day they'd gone. So if she'd have heard them, Maureen would have been out with a fuss, and there'd have been a brave pair of guys or whoever to pinch those things. I would be out there. I'd take Fred with me, that's a mistake. And we'd have a right tussle. Man, yeah, they won't be able to drive it when they got in, so it don't matter really, does it? But all they said to the owner, the Lord needs it. The Lord needs it. Mark writes, four words which make again a difference, because he's the only one that says, we'll return it soon. The others don't. We'll return it soon. In the NIV, the words are slightly different, and we'll send it back shortly. Does that make us a little happier? These two strangers will bring whatever the Lord wants to use or borrow back where it belongs. And to whom it belongs. Are you okay with that? Those words, the Lord has need of it. You and I, like the man 2,000 plus years ago, making the decision to let his prized possessions just be walked off. It has been said that the people, and I know a lot of people in the Middle East, they think more about the donkey than they do about the wife. So we mustn't get married in the Middle East. Because it's like a tractor to them. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. And it says, don't worry, you will have them back shortly. And it says something now. How willing are we, and how much are we willing to give to Jesus? 55 years ago, or perhaps just under, I lived in a railway cottage at the back of Ashton Church. Crummy little place, but we loved it because we were together. And we had Gareth. And there was a young woman that her husband, no, they weren't married then, her boyfriend, she came and she said, I believe you've got a pram for sale. I said, well, it's upstairs. If you can, you'll have to help me down with it, because they were crooked stairs. All right. So we got this pram downstairs. And it was a nice pram. It was third hand when I got it. Brown and cream. One of them that, you know. Anyway, this young woman, I noticed, she couldn't fasten a coat with her being pregnant. So I thought, I've only got two coats. I'll give her the grey blue one. Because the other one was a posh coat, but I went to church in, and it had fur on, you know, and like tweedy. But, you know, going up them stairs, and it's happened quite a few times in my life, this voice came to me and said, you'll give her the best coat. I will not. You will. So I did. She thought it was wonderful. I said, and I hope, because they had this pet shop, I said, I hope all goes well for you. Now I'm left with this crummy raincoat. But the thing about it was that I wasn't left without anything too long, because a lady that lived and was in the church at Sale. People call Mrs. Toome. Where have I got that name from? Mrs. That's it. I knew it was something we were doing. Mrs. Tong. And Doris across the way, Doris Ashes, she came and she said, Mrs. Tong wants to know, would you accept some clothes? Would I accept? Bring it on. And she had lovely clothes. I couldn't have afforded them. And we had all these clothes and coats and jackets, shoes, even my size. And I said, Lord, you are marvellous. Why did I doubt you? I give one away and I've got about 10. No matter how much we give to God, he gives back. Remember that. So then, donkey's ready, disciples ready, thrown the cloaks over the back. So what did they do? It says, they suddenly remembered all the miracles that this is in Luke's gospel, remembered the miracles that Jesus had done. And they were singing and dancing. And they were crying out, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Now the Pharisees listened to the people's response. Were a bit upset. They're always upset. But you see, they did remember prophecy. They might not have liked it, but they would have known. But they did say, will you just stop them from doing that? Rebuke your disciples. And Jesus said, even if the disciples and the crowd keep quiet, the very stones would cry out. And if you go home and find Joshua 24, Joshua making a covenant with God for Israel, takes a large stone. He reads about everything that the Lord wants them to do for him. And he said, see, this stone's a witness against us if you are unfaithful to God. And then we've got John with his palm branches. Like I said, we didn't cut any down like that. So the Pharisees say, this is getting us nowhere. The whole world has gone after him. What a sight it must have been that Palm Sunday. That day in Jerusalem, the crowds, the singing. Even the people who were waving palms were throwing their clothes in front of the donkey. I think that's wonderful. Because I know in the 80s I went to Morocco a lot. And the Moroccan people there, their robes at night, they double up as like a blanket. And it's camel hair. Smell a bit, yeah. Smell of camel. But they're very warm. And so you can imagine these people thinking, no, if he's a king, he can have all I've got. Thrown under the donkey's feet. Palm leaves, 6 foot in length. The tree that bears dates and provides valuable food. The palm became the national symbol for Israel. But more importantly, it stood for victory. The king coming on the donkey was victorious. Finally, the people flocked to Jesus. A percentage had heard all that, you know, had been done and all the miracles that Jesus had performed. And it's all to do with scripture. We're going to have some Bible lessons, not this morning, but I think they begin in July. And Derek, you take the...
One's in April.
Oh, right.
At the end of this month.
So, Luke, keep hold of your, you know, the prayer sheet, because it'll tell you all the news and where we're going and what we're doing. But it's scripture, and it is for us, bless us, Lord, to remember that this is God's word. It really is. I don't know what I've done with that now. The last hymn, and then...